Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Sweet family. place. You prepared me there with all of my heart. Thank you, Lord. And with all of my heart, thank you, Lord.
Amen. That ought to be our attitude all the time. This morning, every morning we get up, every afternoon, is to have the spirit of thankfulness this morning. God certainly has been good to us this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4 this morning and verse number 9, the Bible said, "Do thou diligence to come unto me shortly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans unto Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me for the ministry. And Titus have I sent to Ephesus, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be there aware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." Our Heavenly Father, our God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, Father, for this just a day that you give it unto us this morning. God, thank you for your blessings upon us. And I thank you for the reading of your word this morning, God, your sweet Holy Ghost this morning, God, that we fill in our hearts this morning, God. And I pray that you reach out to those this morning, God, that are discouraged. Those this morning, God, that are sick this morning, God, that you certainly lay your hand upon them this morning. Give them strength and encouragement, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. And Lord, may you touch every heart and every life this morning. God, may you make change in our lives. May you draw us closer unto yourself this morning, God. Heavenly Father, I pray that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, that one that walking afar off, God, might come nigh unto you this morning. I bless your men, anoint them, God, they stand and preach. Thus saith the word of God this morning, and it go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. And for all of this, I will thank you, will praise you this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it, amen, and amen this morning. The Bible said here in verse number 10, Paul said, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning a tragic love story. A tragic love story this morning. The Bible said that Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Dear friend, it seems most people enjoy a good love story nowadays. We like it when it begins once upon a time and ends happily ever after. It gives us a warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside. Dear friend, all that damsel in distress and knights in shining armor, the beauty and the beast this morning, the fairy tales, the fantasies, dear friend, the hope of experiencing true love this morning. Dear friend, the Bible has some wonderful love stories. Dear friend, Isaac and Rebecca, the Bible said there's love at first sight. Dear friend, Abraham and Sarah. Dear friend, even though she is 65 years old, Abraham, dear friend, lied and told that it was his sister because she was fair to look upon. Jacob labored, dear friend, this morning for Rachel for 14 years and said it seemed like a few days. Hosea and Gomer, the harlot, dear friend, on the auction block. Dear friend, the Bible said in the New Testament, Aquila and Priscilla, I mentioned six times, always mentioned together, and always mentioned one after the other. Dear friend, I think about the decree of love this morning. The Bible tells us to love. Dear friend, love one another. Love our enemies. Dear friend, we ought to love the church house and the habitation. Dear friend, of the presence of God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said we ought to love the Lord. Dear friend,
friend first and a dear friend foremost this morning, because he first loved us. Dear friend, the Bible said, what manner of love have the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Dear friend, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life this morning. The Bible said that God commended his love toward us, and unto him that loved us and washed us in his own blood. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live. The life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God that loved me and gave himself for me. Dear friend, the love of God constrains us. The love of Christ compels us. Dear friend, there is a decree of love in the Word of God this morning. And then there's the degree of love. There's different levels of who we love and what we love. Dear friend, as far as the priorities of our life. Dear friend, I think there's a debased love. Dear friend, love of inanimate objects. Dear friend, of things. There's people that love their houses, that love their cars, that love their pets. Man, there's dutiful love. Dear friend, those that love their country. Dear friend, that love their job. There's devout love. Dear friend, the love of a friend. The Bible said, no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Dear friend, there's domestic love. Dear friend, the love of your spouse, your children, your family, your neighbors. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said, in doing that, you'll fulfill the law and the prophet. Dear friend, and then above all, there's divine love. Dear friend, that we love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Dear friend, above all, dear friend, and in all, dear friend, to love God this morning. The Bible said, love never fails, and it covers a multitude of sin. And dear friend, we're nothing without love in our heart this morning. Dear friend, but I also think about the deviation of love. Dear friend, there's an error of love this morning. Dear friend, when we start mistaking love for lust, dear friend, our affection, our direction, in the wrong path this morning. Love is a powerful, dear friend, thing this morning, but it's also destructive. Be careful when you say, I love. Dear friend, there is a forbidden love. Dear friend, the Bible said, dear friend, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that's in this world, the love of the, dear friend, the love, dear friend, this morning, the flesh, dear friend, the love this morning, dear friend, the world, the lust of the flesh, dear friend, the pride of life this morning, dear friend, there's a forsaken love, amen. The Bible said this morning, friend, you cannot love two masters. Dear friend, you'll either love one or hate the other, amen. This foolish love this morning, dear friend, the Bible said men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. More, dear friend, lovers of pleasures. Dear friend, in the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil this morning. Amen. Setting all of that aside this morning for a few minutes, I want you to look at a tragic love story this morning. Dear friend, a man that loved the world. Amen. Dear friend, here's a man. Dear friend, was a disciple. Dear friend, here's a man that followed. Dear friend, one of the greatest men. Dear friend, in the New Testament. And yet the Bible said his testimony was this, that he loved this present world. Amen. Dear friend, I want you to notice three things, dear friend, about this love story. I want to say it was tragic this morning because of what Demas was in the past. Amen. It is a tragic love story because of what Demas was in the past. In Philemon 5, verse 23, the Bible said that Demas was a fellow laborer. Amen. He is a worker. He is a witness. He was a winner of souls. Dear friend, Paul's greatest fear was to be a castaway. when he had preached to others, I dear friend, that he himself would fall by the wayside. I dear friend, I don't want to be a has-been. I don't want to be a used-to-be. I dear friend, this morning I realize his name. I dear friend, he's still in the book of life. I dear friend, I realize this man was still a saved man. I dear friend, this morning, but it's tragic. I dear friend, because of what he was in the past. I dear friend, he was, I dear friend, a saved man. I dear friend, and that doesn't change. I dear friend, I don't care, child of God. You can argue me all you want to. I dear friend, I'm preaching this morning. I dear friend, and I got the book to back it up. I dear friend, when God saved you, he saved you forever. He didn't save you based on how you lived. I dear friend, he didn't save you on how you was going to work for him. I dear friend, this morning, he saved you by what Jesus did at Calvary. Amen. I dear friend, this man, Demas was a saved man. I dear friend, at the end of the day, I dear friend, that's all that matters. Amen. I dear friend, the Bible said there's many, I dear friend, whose works are going to be saved. I dear friend, are tried by fire, and they'll be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, by the skin of their teeth. Amen. I dear friend, old Lot had to be dragged out of the city. I dear friend, and I believe there's going to be many going to have to be dragged out of this world. Amen. I dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, I dear friend, I have, I dear friend, granted many folks a letter that was a member. I preached funerals that way, people that was a member. I dear friend, but I remember the day I got saved, and I don't want to ever forget it. Amen. I want Christ in my life, I dear friend, each and every day. I dear friend, I believe Demas was a saved man. I dear friend, this morning, that's what makes it's a tragic, I dear friend, because he went back, I dear friend, in the very same Midamire, I dear friend, that God saved him from. I dear friend, he was a servant. Amen. I dear friend, listen, I dear friend, Paul said, I dear friend, this morning, I be ye followers of me, even as I'm followers of Christ. I dear friend, listen, Demas, I dear friend, wasn't following me around the block. I dear friend, he is following the apostle Paul. He's seen the mighty works. He's seen the glory of God. I dear friend, he's seen the dead raised up. I dear friend, no doubt seen many healed. I dear friend, of their sickness. I dear friend, seen many mighty works that God did through this man Paul. I dear friend, that despite all God had showed him, despite that all that God had done for him, he still departed from the Lord this morning. Amen. I dear friend, I've heard many a testimony in the house of God of many that stood up and told what God done for them, how God brought them through the tragic situation, how God brought them back from the jaws of death. I dear friend, how God blessed in their circumstance. I dear friend, that where are they now? Amen. I dear friend, they fell in love with this world. Have they departed? Have the ministry they have walked away from the house of God? I dear friend, they was a servant in the past. I dear friend, I also find that Demas was saluted in Colossians chapter 4. Paul saluted this man Demas. Paul must have had some confidence in him. I dear friend, had some assurance in him. I dear friend, but I'll tell you, confidence, the Bible said, and an unfaithful man's like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Amen. We've licensed preachers. We've ordained deacons. We've supported missionaries. I dear friend, we've granted letters of recommendations. I dear friend, and they, I dear friend, have fallen by the wayside. Demas this morning was a confidant. He was a friend. He was a brother. He had been through the tough times, the tears. My dear friend, Paul had stood up for him, vouched for him. But now he says that Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. My dear friend, this is a tragic love story because of what Demas was in the past. But it's also a tragic love story because of what Demas Amos is in the present. Amen. He loved this present world. It was an ongoing dilemma. Amen. Dear friend, listen this morning. Dear friend, you can't just backslide and say, well, that's it. No, it's a continual process. It just continues to get worse and worse. Dear friend, until the end, it ends in tragedy. Or you repent. Amen. Dear friend, the prodigal son repented and came back home. Jonah repented. Dear friend, and done what God wanted him to do. Elimelech did not. He died in Moab in a strange land. Saul did not. Dear friend, but died at Gilboa this morning. Dear friend, by the hand of the enemy. Look at Demas. Dear friend, I see his reflection in the lives of many. Dear friend, that's on our prayer list. Many whose names are called out every service time. Dear friend, how sad it is this morning. Dear friend, that what Demas is in the present, amen. Dear friend, he's a sinner, amen. Dear friend, now I realize we're all sinners. I'm saved by the grace of God this morning. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, there is a degree. Dear friend, if you're living out of the will of God, you're living in sin this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I realize we're to have compassion. Dear friend, we are to restore such a one. We are to pray for such a one. But we're not to coddle them. Amen. Dear friend, I don't care if it's your kids or mine. Dear friend, your neighbors are mine. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, if it was anybody else, brother, you'd agree with me. Dear friend, they're out of the will of God. Dear friend, they're sinking in the mire of sin. Dear friend, and it's a shame that they're living their lives in sin this morning. Amen. The Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Dear friend, if they're living in the flesh, dear friend, this morning, they're not in faith. Amen. Dear friend, they're not coming to church. Dear friend, they're not reading their Bibles. How do you know, preacher? Because if there was, there'd be so much conviction. Brother, they couldn't stand it. Amen. Dear friend, they're not only a sinner, but dear friend, I think about Demas being a skeptic now. Dear friend, the things that he once stood for, once he stood against, he now embraces. Amen. How sick it is for a saved person to try to justify the sin that they're living in. Dear friend, they play the blame game. Dear friend, the church they once defended, now they have their sin. The church has hurt them and forsaken them. Amen. That same bunch that thank God. Dear friend, and thank the church for praying for them and visiting them and helping them. Dear friend, this morning is the same bunch that's now out here running the church down. Amen. Dear friend, Demas, hold down. Dear friend, had criticism about Paul in the ministry. Amen. Dear friend, listen, he's also ashamed. Dear friend, he's given the devil somewhat to accuse him before God this morning. Dear friend, he's got somebody now at the community he can point to. Dear friend, and only see the bad. Dear friend, when the church, dear friend, is on display, when the community looks at the church, dear friend, they don't see the good people. Dear friend, they see those that have. I love this present world, those that have fallen by the wayside, those that have backslid, those that have done them wrong this morning. How sad it is. Dear friend, that we've got many that once had defended the faith that are now the talk of the town. Amen. Dear friend, this morning they, dear friend, have become the storyline. Dear friend, the folks who use against the gospel, an enemy of the cross this morning. Dear friend, it's a tragic love story because of what he was in the past, what he is in the present. And thank God this morning it is a tragic love story because of what demons become in the future. Amen. You know the choice is ours. Dear friend, this morning we're the only one to blame. Dear friend, the self for the choices we make. I dictate the life we live. Dear friend, I know I'll make mistakes. I know I'll mess up. But God help me never to lay down the cross and throw in the towel. Dear friend, to sit down to walk out. Dear friend, I'll tell you what demons become in the future. He become a stumbling block to others. Dear friend, a hindrance. Dear friend, the Bible said, am not in the way of sinners. And dear friend, and that's what Nicodemus did. And dear friend, this morning, hey, how sad it is that many have become an enemy. And dear friend, the gospel this morning, man, how in the world can you get somebody in church if you're not in church yourself? Amen. That's right. Brother, this morning, dear friend, we need to realize this morning that it is not only us, dear friend, but our choices affect our family. It affects our neighbors. It affects our co-workers, dear friend, this morning. And I don't want to be a black eye, dear friend, upon the church this morning. Dear friend, Demas became a stumbling block, dear friend, but he also became a sorrow to himself. Miserable this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning that a person that saved, dear friend, that's living outside the will of God, dear friend, that's living in the hog pen of this world, they're never going to be happy. They're never going to be satisfied. I don't care what they tell you. They can tell you everything is fine and everything is well, dear friend, but my Bible tells me if we sin willingly, after we receive the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for our sins but a certain looking of fiery indignation. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God said, I'll chasten those and I'll rebuke those that I love. And dear friend, listen, he was a sorrow to himself and he was separated from God. And dear friend, I'm telling you, the Lord can depart from our life. He can withhold and he can withdraw his blessings. Amen. And dear friend, God is not going to supply our every need if we're not living for him. He's not going to. And dear friend, hedge us around. He's not going to give us his peace. And dear friend, in fact, he may shorten our lives. And dear friend, I think about the blessings that Demas could have had and the blessing that he could have been. Amen. Had the opportunities, the possibilities. And dear friend, that God could have used this man. And dear friend, that yet Demas fell in love with the world. How do you realize after this chapter nothing else is ever said of Demas this morning? Because nothing else counts in your life once you walk away from God. I don't care what you accomplish, what you accumulate in this world. It ain't worth a dime if it ain't for the Lord. Amen. And dear friend, I'll tell you, don't be a Demas this morning. And dear friend, listen, fall in love. Renew that first love. And dear friend, you had for God. And dear friend, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer this morning.